one of you watching me today would have to say you need a miracle in your life. And I know I would have to say I need many miracles in my life. But I am excited that God shows us a way to see the miraculous come into the most cursed places in our life. You know, the one where maybe you've made the most mistakes, somebody has ripped you off, your mate has left you and deserted you with children, or maybe children that you've been good to and now they're out there in the drug scene. What about these kind of things? What about if you're into bankruptcy and you say, oh, I need a miracle? Well, I believe as you watch this today, you will see there is a process in the miraculous. And God can take the most cursed thing of your life, and if you will follow the Holy Spirit, get into faith, do what He says, you can see the greatest miracle. The worst place can be God's biggest place of a revelation of a miracle. Are you ready? And you can call in right now and say, this is the miracle I need, you know, or these are the miracles. Don't take too long, because of course we don't counsel. But now watch this, because this is the process of a miracle. What I have found, and I've been studying every miracle in the Bible, there are a lot of them, and I have found the act in the natural brings the supernatural. You say, are you serious? Yes. I mean, think about it. The little boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. If he had not given it, it wouldn't have had the multiplication. Is that true? I mean, you can just go through the Bible and watch the miracles, but watch how that act in the natural brings the supernatural. And with every revelation that we see of a miracle, we see a special revelation of God, of who He is. And with every revelation of a miracle, we get a life lesson that we can live that miracle through in our lives in a lot of different circumstances. So you say, wow, God is economical. He gets a lot of mileage out of a miracle. You are absolutely right. So I want to look at the place of this miracle, because this is a cursed place. And some of you are thinking, my problem is just too big. You know, it's the worst. There's no possible way there could be a miracle. But this place is cursed. So I'm looking in the life of Elisha, and he is at Jericho. Now, Jericho, you say, oh, yeah, I know that. That's where the walls fell. That's right. That's where Rahab became a believer in her family. That's right. But God says all the things that are here are cursed. And so everything in the city is cursed. Don't take the gold. Don't take the silver. Don't take anything. It's cursed. But if you remember, and I'll jog your memory if you don't, or tell you if you don't even know, that there was a man who broke this, and he took the cursed things and hid them, and God revealed it, and he was stoned. So, you know, that was not a miracle. That was a curse performing another curse. But God said, from here on, I don't want anybody to rebuild this city. This is a cursed place. It's a cursed place. And so one man, I found out in the Bible over in 1 Kings 16, he decided he would do it anyway. And he built it, and he lost his firstborn son, and the city never came to pass of anything that was major. So let's look at your need. You could say very easily today, this is a cursed place in my life. Maybe it's your sickness, your finances, your family, your job. I don't know what it could be, but it really is a cursed place. Can it be changed? So Elisha is there. Now watch. Let's watch, because this is in your process of a miracle. I want you to get a miracle. So does God. That's His word. So the people come to Him and they said, oh, everything here is cursed. The water is cursed. He said, well, how do you know the water is cursed? They said, because when we plant a crop, some of the crop just falls apart. And said, if we plant trees, some of the fruit, we lose the fruit. The animals that drink this water, you know, some of them die. And so the water is cursed. And so you say, well, nothing can change that. You know, it happened with Achan. But Elisha believed there could be a miracle. And remember I said to you that an act in the natural produces the supernatural. So God tells him what to do. Now, sometimes the act in the natural just seems foolish and ridiculous, but God told him what to do, and it seems kind of silly. He said, take a new vessel that had not been used for anything before, put salt in it, and then put the salt in the water. Put it in the springs of the water. That could look foolish, but they did it. Why? Because what I told you, the act in the natural is what's going to produce the supernatural. A lot of times we've never done the act in the natural. We're just sitting there, I need a miracle, I need a miracle. Well, listen to what God says to you. So he does this, he takes the salt, puts it in the water, but he does more than just casting the salt into the water. He speaks to it and says, thus saith the Lord, this water will not cause barrenness anymore. So he did the act and he spoke the word. Folks, this is very important that we do both. Very important. Listen for the act. Maybe it's some simple thing like a cruse of salt, a little bowl of salt and putting it in the water, but remember to speak your faith with it. He said, this water will never be bitter again. This water will always be sweet from this time on. So when God tells you that act, and maybe it's an act of giving, and you do that act of giving, say, I will never have this kind of lack again. Speak what the Word of God says. Now, I said, God, why would you use salt? Why are they using salt here? But I looked and I see that salt has to do with a covenant of holiness. Isn't that interesting? So let me give you the exact scripture so you know I'm not just making this up as I go. This is in Numbers 18, 19. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer to the Lord, I have given to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants with you. And so what's he saying? I want you to be salty, and I want this covenant. That's a holiness covenant that I keep you, that you are mine. So salt had to do with holiness. That water was bitter. That water was cursed. But the salt that was put into it and the word that was spoken made it sweet. Now, you say, well, yeah, that's all Old Testament, Marilyn. But remember, we're in the process of a miracle for you. You have to do an act in the natural in order to see the supernatural. You can go through all the miracles in the Bible. Go through them and see if this is not true. So that salt, I thought, that carries into the New Testament too. So I'm looking up salt. It said, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Oh, he said, let your talk have salt in it. In other words, your talk makes people thirsty. And so you watch for what you can say and you listen to God. It makes them thirsty for what you have. Now, I'm going to tell you something real crazy that happened to me. One time I was on an interview program in a big city, and it was a secular program, it was a lunchtime news program. And so I was just starting to go on daily television. And so this interviewer said to me, well, why would you want to go on daily television? You're already on Sundays. He said, there are all kinds of religious programs. Why would you want another one? Now, listen, I heard in my spirit what to say. I said, well, why do you think religious programs are on the air? He said, well, to help people. I said, do you think everyone is helped? And that was the end of it. But that was salt. Our speech is to be seasoned with salt. You know, the other day I met a woman in Starbucks. And when I walked in, I didn't know her, actually. She lives not too far from me. And she said to me, "Marilyn, don't you know me? I'm Joanne." I said, "Joanne, yeah, I live near you." And then she said, "I need you. I'm an alcoholic and I don't think there's any hope." Oh, wait a minute. There is hope. Jesus came to set the captive free. And so I began to minister salt to her, the Word of God, into the bitter water of her life. And I really believe she will be set free. And folks, we need to let our speech have salt in it. Don't just agree with everything. Don't just gossip. Don't just say how bad the weather is. Get salty. What does the Bible say? We are the salt of the earth. We're the ones who bring the salt of God's Word. Where do we put it? In bitter circumstances. What do we say? God can change this. God can do anything. And without this act, can the places, the cursed places, be changed? And with this act, acting with the Word of God, speaking the Word of God into their lives, can it change the bitter water into sweet water? Now, this gets so exciting, and I really want you to call in, because I want you to call in with the bitter places of your life. Now, make it crisp, make it short. We're not going to counsel. But folks, we're going to use salt in the bitter places of your life today. Yes, we are. And we're going to speak to the bitter places, and we're going to see miracles happen in your life. Because you see, folks, this act in the natural brings the supernatural over and over and over. And I want to tell you, and I'm going to be back in a few minutes, I've been to Jericho. I have tasted that water. Oh, don't miss this next segment.
What kind of miracle do you need? Do you need healing, protection, financial provision, or relationship restoration? Or do you need favor with another person, or a fresh demonstration of God's power? For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Marilyn's 4-CD teaching set, Miracles Now. In this 7-message set, you will see how miracles happen, what brings them, and how you can experience the impossible on a daily basis. We will also send you Marilyn's book, Your Pathway to Miracles. Through this life-changing resource, you will step into amazing adventures of the miraculous and be inspired as Marilyn shares about miracles she has personally experienced and witnessed. Your faith for the miraculous will increase as you identify keys to receiving miracles, remove mountains that block your miracles, see the impossible become possible, and much more. Along with the miracle scripture card, this resource will encourage and inspire you to reach for the miracles God has for you. See miracles happen in your life. Click or call now to get yours today. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Can the bitter waters of your life be changed? Can the things that are causing you problems, no end, can they ever be changed? What if it's a long-term thing that's just come generation after generation? Can it be changed? Yes. And we are seeing the process of a miracle. And how God does an act in the, you have an act to do in the natural in order to see the supernatural. And it's throughout. I've studied every miracle in the Bible. It's just all over the place. So when we act and do what He says in the natural, then He performs the supernatural. Why would that be? Because it's an act of faith. And faith is what absolutely invigorates the miraculous. So here is Elisha, get a new cruse, put salt in it, throw it into the water. That'll do it. And he speaks to it and says, thus saith the Lord, you will never be bitter again. You will be sweet, sweet, sweet forever. Now, I like this, that the servants didn't say, that's just stupid. I'm not going to do something silly like that. It would have never changed. It would have never changed. But they said, okay, we'll do it. We'll do that act in the natural, that act of faith. And they throw it into the water, and he speaks to the water. Now, I'm looking at timing, and I'm kind of guessing this. This would have probably been about 2,500 years ago. So it's a long time ago. And you may say, well, have you ever been to Jericho? Yes, I've been to Jericho a lot. And I love Jericho. For one thing, it's more tropical, and they raise the most unusual fruit. They have a fruit there that I haven't found any place called the pomelo. It's kind of a grapefruit and another fruit mixed together, sweet as it can be. The oranges, the bananas, everything that's grown there. But I said, I want to go to Elisha Springs, and I want to drink the water in Elisha Springs. And so they said, oh, well, Elisha Springs just over here. It's not that far away. So we went over, and of course, they have a cup for you to drink out of, and I didn't have a fresh cup, so I just said, oh, God, don't let me get any bugs. And so I drank the water. I'm telling you, that water is so sweet. It is so sweet. 2,500 years ago, some people obeyed a simple act of faith. They were servants. They did the natural act, and a prophet who got the revelation of it spoke to the water and said, from this time on, you will never be bitter again. So over 2,500 years, the miracle is still working. Now, what does that say to me? And what does that say to you? Because I want you to have a miracle in the bitter places of your life. That says to me that if I will look to God, He will tell me an act of faith to do. And that faith will invigorate and activate the miracle that needs to happen. And so that says something to me. So I want to listen to God, because it says in Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Oh, folks, hey, we are the salt. So what do we do to bitter places? We go and we listen to God. We do an act of faith. So I have to tell you a wild, wonderful thing that happened to me. You know, I'm going into this place. I'm doing some shopping. I run into a man. And it seems like God brings addicts to me a lot when I'm shopping or just, you know, doing casual things. And this man said to me, I'm a hopeless alcoholic. I don't know, you know, what can be done for me. And so we began to visit. And here he told me, you know, he had his doctorate in music, was always failing. What was the use? And he's a born-again Christian, but, you know, the alcohol just overcame him. So I said, well, would you come to church with me? Yes, he would. So he came, and he recommitted his life to Christ. And, you know, I told him that, don't give up on this. Let's believe for a miracle. So he recommitted his life. Then he brought his wife. She got born again. Two children, they got born again. And now he has been hired in a church to be the music pastor. But folks, I had to be salty. I had to be salty to him. I had to speak the word. Jesus can totally set you free, and he can keep you free. And this is the lesson that we need to continue to learn, that when you get a miracle, you get a revelation of God, that He sets you free, but also that He keeps you free. And you keep speaking what He says, and you stay salty, and you stay in the Word for yourself. Because I think this salt represents the Word. I think those of us who are salty are speaking the Word to people and speaking to circumstances. And I could tell you one story after another after another. You say, well, it doesn't last. I've known alcoholics and drug addicts who stop, but they go back to it. But this water is sweet over 2,500 years later. Why can't it last? And what if they slip away? Why can't they come back? And why can't they be reinstated and continue to have their faith? And why can't we be salty with them? We need the miraculous in our lives. But some of you, you say, well, I don't think it'll work for me. Really? So let's just say the Bible works for everybody but you, but doesn't work for you. That's not true. And I want you to pick up the phone and call. We're not going to counsel you, but we are going to pray. We're going to throw salt in your bitter water. We're going to speak what the Word says to your problem. Then you're going to receive and believe. Your act in the natural is picking up the phone and calling us. Is that too big a deal? That's not too big a deal. That's a little deal. Then what are we going to do? We're going to pray and we're going to cast the Word. We're going to speak the Word to your problem. And you're going to believe that you receive the Word and you're going to stay in the Word. And you see that miracles can last. Now, I've had some unusual miracles in my life. One of them, you know, I had with a tumor. I had a tumor in my breast. It wouldn't go away. God told me, you know, read the Word to this tumor every hour for 24 hours. That was my act in the natural. So I stayed up for 24 hours and I read the Word, Proverbs 4:21, that the Word is life to all your flesh and health to your bones. I'd read it. I thought, you know, if medicine is good three times a day, 24 times is better. At the end of that 24th time, see, I did what God said. I had no tumor. You know, and I'm now in my 80s, no tumors. Folks, what is this? This is the living Word of God. And God can keep you free. And don't say, well, I used to walk with God, and now I don't. I just gave up on myself. Don't give up on God. He has not given up on you because He loves you. And so I look at Elisha, and I think, wow, hear this permanency of miracle. He just spoke that one time. They just threw the salt in that one time. But look at the remaining miracle. And see, when you get set free and when you get a miracle, you're like I am. You're real mouthy. You run around telling everybody, oh, you know, look, I'm changed. I've got a miracle. And people see that miracle and it has a ripple effect. And that sweet water has been blessing people for over 2,500 years. At the cursed place became the blessed place by an act of faith, a simple act of faith, and speaking the promises of God. And so I want to encourage you today, don't give up on God and don't give up on yourself. And call us today and let us pray with you. And realize miracles have processes. The act in the natural brings the supernatural act of God. You say, well, why is that? Because it's faith. What is that act of faith? That act of faith releases the energy of God and the power of God into your situation and your circumstances. We have a big God. He does big things. Don't miss any day of our teaching because that's salt for you. Everybody needs salt in their lives and everybody needs to take the salt and give it to someone else. We're the salt of the earth. We cannot afford to not be salty to needy people who live all around us. God bless you. Receive your miracle in the cursed place in Jesus' name.
What kind of miracle do you need? Do you need healing, protection, financial provision, or relationship restoration? Or do you need favor with another person or a fresh demonstration of God's power? For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Marilyn's 4-CD teaching set, Miracles Now. In this 7-message set, you will see how miracles happen, what brings them, and how you can experience the impossible on a daily basis. We will also send you Marilyn's book, Your Pathway to Miracles. Through this life-changing resource, you will step into a amazing adventures of the miraculous and be inspired as Marilyn shares about miracles she has personally experienced and witnessed. Your faith for the miraculous will increase as you identify keys to receiving miracles. Remove mountains that block your miracles. See the impossible become possible and much more. Along with the miracle scripture card, this resource will encourage and inspire you to reach for the miracles God has for you. See miracles happen in your life. Click or call now to get yours today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you. I believe in miracles, and you do too, but let me share one very recent miracle. You know, I have some hearing loss, so, you know, I wear hearing aids on some occasions, and so I noticed the last 6 months I've been hearing better. So I said that to several people. I don't know what's going on, but I'm hearing better. But I had lost a hearing aid, so I had to go in. They said, you need a checkup. So the doctor said, how are you? I said, well, I'm hearing better. And he looked at me, you're 84, you're hearing better? Yes. Well, he said, we'll check you out. So he did. This was just a few days ago. And he said, I don't know what's going on, but both your right ear and your left ear are 35% better hearing. Well, that's a miracle. And I want to encourage you. I believe in miracles, and you do too. And I have something so wonderful for you that I want you to call and receive. Miracles now. Folks, don't put it off. We need to live in the miraculous. This will help you live in the miraculous. You know, if I would say from 16 to 84, I got born again when I was 16, I'm 84 now, I would say with all my heart, I have had a miraculous life. Because that's what the Word teaches. That's what Jesus does. But you need to hear it. And I always like to read and hear things about the miraculous. I've been studying every miracle in the Bible, and it just makes my faith come up high. I think, well, if He can do 35%, why can't I have 100%? Why can't you have 100%? And so you need to call in, and you need to see how miracles can work in your daily living, in your finance, in your health, in your marriage, in your children, in every aspect of your life. I believe Jesus has a miracle for you now.